Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Time of the week where we bring you the good news to put a smile on your face. All of the happy stories that have been happening right across the country. Our own Cathal O'Sullivan is with me today. Cathal, you're starting with Bohemians Football Club. What's the good news there?
Yeah, it's starting off at home, Andrea, and Bohemians have announced that their women's team will take on the national team of Palestine at a Daly Mount Park match this May. So I suppose, notwithstanding the ongoing conflict out there in Palestine and in Gaza, Bohemians have kind of taken it upon themselves to raise these funds by hosting the first of three games, which will raise funds for causes out there in Gaza. And it was not only last year that they launched their third kit, or their away kit, sorry.
The jersey, wasn't it?
Yeah, their white jersey, but it had spots of red, green and black to mimic the colour of the Palestinian flag. And that also raised funds for refugees in the area. So Bohemians have been kind of, I suppose, a long-standing supporter of those out in Gaza. And this match will, I suppose, only go further to raise funds and kind of, I suppose, they'll facilitate the visit of the Palestinian women's football team while also providing these funds. It's kind of a nice thing for the club to do, and while also raising awareness.
So it's the Bohemians women's team that's taken on the national team of Palestine. That's Daly Mount Park. When is it happening, Cathal, did you say?
So it's on the 15th of May this year, and it's on the 76th anniversary of Nakba. So that was in 1948. It was the Palestinian War. So this is, I suppose, a special day that's going to, I suppose, commemorate that, but also, I suppose, bring two clubs together, or a country team together, with these who are supportive of them. And I suppose hopefully it'll be a nice outing for the women's team of Palestine to visit, I suppose, people who are supportive of them.
So you can buy tickets if you want to support the fundraiser. I presume they're probably available, are they, online?
Yeah, they're yet to go on sale, I think, at the moment. But they're announcing a series of events around the game in due course, and they hope for a sold-out Daly Mount Park come May.
Okay, good stuff. Now, just think about this. You're sitting in a restaurant and you're having your dinner and you're a student, and next thing, you get a tap on the shoulder, Cathal, to ask you if you'd like to join Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah, this is absolutely gas, Andrea. Like, it's one in a million chances of happening. But the Tralee native Jasmine Ryle, who's an interior architecture student, she's on a two-year internship in Paris. She was a Tralee native, and she was sitting having lunch with a friend of hers. Now, it just so happens that it's Paris Fashion Week last week, and she was sitting with a friend of hers having lunch, and a group of people sitting next to them were speaking Spanish. So Jasmine, who also has a little bit of Spanish from a time when she lived in Seville in Spain, and she joined the conversation. They got chatting, and one of the men sitting at the table said, do you have an agent? Have you ever worked in fashion before? And surprisingly, she hadn't, but also she was kind of shocked to be asked, well, would you like to be in my show this weekend? It's just absolutely one in a million chances.
Well, first of all, I mean, the first reaction I think most people will probably have is you totally think it was one of your friends, you know, kind of winding you up.
Stitching you up. Yeah,
or they met the guy in the way into the toilet or something and said, come over and say this. Like, I just think it'd be such the Irish reaction to have to it. But she's there studying from Tralee, and she's modelling in Paris Fashion Week. Fantastic.
Yeah, she said this was, I think, Thursday last week. So they were sat there lunchtime, and by Saturday, she was in having a fitting, ready to go for the show on Sunday. And she walked for, I think it's the Sergio De Villa Design Company. They're from Peru. But the man who approached her said he'd love to be able to help her with getting an agent and with going into the future and modelling and the modelling agent. So it just so happens, like, it could happen to any of us, Andrea, couldn't it?
Well, I'd say my chances of getting tapping the shoulder to see if I want to take part in Paris Fashion Week probably fairly slim, Cathal, but I mean, I'm not going to rule out yours.
Me and you both, Andrew.
Listen, if the price is right, absolutely, no bother, I'll do it at all. I'd love the week in Paris. Now, it's good news as well for this Irish band this week. What are Kneecap celebrating, Cathal?
Well, I think it's just so fitting that Kneecap are in the news this week, given that it is Seachtain na Gaeilge, and there's kind of, I think, a bit of a spur in the Irish language at the moment. But Kneecap are in the news because they're heading to Jimmy Fallon, the Tonight Show, this Friday night. So it was only last week that we saw them on The Late Late with Patrick Keelty. But the three boys made up of Macara, Mowgli Bapp and DJ Provy are headed to the Tonight Show and Jimmy Fallon to perform their latest song. I think it's called Better Way to Live. And I think this is just... it's like people are kind of constantly talking about the Irish language at the moment. And given that it's Seachtain na Gaeilge, it's great publicity for the country. I think it's just sticking us on the map. The three lads are controversial sometimes and at the best of times. And they've done kind of bits in the past where people have kind of been like, oh, they're skating on thin ice there. But they do kind of, they are a bit of a face for the Irish language, and they rap in Irish and they do rap in English a little bit as well. They kind of mix the two together. But I think they are good kind of role models in a way for the Irish language, for promoting it and promoting it across kind of the Irish Sea in the UK and also now in America. Like it's just bizarre that they're that far.
Yeah. So the West Belfast trio, is it this Friday night, March 8th? They're on with Jimmy Fallon.
This Friday. So they're promoting their new song, their new single, Better Way to Live. Their first album, Fine Art, is due to be released this summer, June 14th. And I think it's just, I suppose, a testament to them that they're only going to go further. They kind of emerged on the scene in 2017 with their first song, Carta. And they've just gone from strength to strength. They also, just last year, had a film at the Sundance Film Festival, which won the Audience Award. It's a highly coveted award out there at Sundance. Michael Fassbender was in the film, and it was kind of just about their emergence. And it was just great to see, I suppose, like the likes of Colleen Kuhn and stuff like that. You're seeing the Irish language more and more, and it's just more good news for it.
Tell us about this fairly quick-thinking pilot mid-air.
Yeah, so I got to give a stab at his name. So sorry if I do butcher it, but Jakaran Sarasnaskal, he was a pilot on a Viet jet plane from Taipei in Taiwan to Bangkok, Thailand. And mid-flight, he was rushed out of the cockpit, I suppose, probably during, I suppose, a chance when I don't know necessarily the finer details, but in a chance where he could get out of the cockpit. But he says he's been a pilot for 18 years and he was rushed to the aid of a woman who was in labour. So this woman was having a newborn baby on the plane, and this father of one who has been a pilot for 18 years had to help her through her labour process while up in the air. You just couldn't write it.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. I mean, for the lady, for the pilot, and I'm sure for the passengers as well.
Yeah, well, the crew have nicknamed the baby Sky Baby, so maybe Sky could be, I don't know. Yeah, Sky could be a name that, I think it's according to 2020 study from the Society of Travel Medicine, 74 children have been born on commercial flights between 1929 and 2018. So 75 now of last week.
More good news as well, just finally, Cathal, for Lindsay Lohan.
Look at me.
I know. We seem to be inside.
I'm old.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm like the crypt keeper.
Okay, that's enough.
I want my body back.
We were talking about Lindsay Lohan last week, Cathal, with her new Irish movie. What's she up to now?
Well, Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis have both confirmed that a sequel to the hit comedy Freaky Friday,
which
is
we just
in the
heard.
Process. Yeah, so Freaky Friday, it follows a mother and daughter who kind of wake up one morning after a bit of a wish or whatever, and they're in each other's bodies. That's kind of the crux of it. But I think it's 20 years old now, but I've seen it 20 times nearly. I love the film, but it's Jamie Lee Curtis, who was on tour last year with Halloween Ends, her new film, and she had said, people kept asking, is there going to be another Freaky Friday? It's 20 years, is there going to be another one? And she said, do you know what, I'm going to go to my friends at Disney and say, I think there's more of a bit of a story in this, and Lindsay Lohan's kind of on the way back. And like we say, we were only talking about her last week. I think there's a bit of a reinvention of Lindsay Lohan on
the way. Well, she loves these sort of like absolutely nonsense movies as well.
Oh yeah, well look, I love them as well.
They're Christmas
fans of
viewing.
The film can be kind of, I suppose, looking forward to that. There's no script yet, but the two women are both happy and they're excited to work and to be working together again, look forward to that in the future.
Brilliant! Lots of good news happening out there, Cathal. Thanks a million for the update. That's our own Cathal O'Sullivan. Cathal will be back with us next Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.